meeting? You played him tough. What was your takeaway from that first game?
Missed opportunity. Yeah, good hard-fought football game. And, they won a bunch of close games like that, you know, throughout the year. That's why they're sitting on top of the conference like they are right now.
Is
that it for today, guys? Yeah. No. Oh, shit. Are you kidding? I thought it was Fast Wednesday.
I was like, I can't let that happen. Osweiler,
what are your impressions of him on TV? He seems to have done pretty well last 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's done a nice job. He's a big athletic guy. You know, he spent a lot of time on the side with Greg Knapp, getting extra and throwing extra and working on the timing. I know they worked hard with his throwing motion. And, I know that was a point of emphasis when he first got there. But, obviously he was preparing for that day when he might get his opportunity. And he's done a great job filling in as Peyton's been down in the last 3 weeks playing good football for him.
Awarded Jameis, gave him a contract yesterday. What has he done to your sense to earn that and sort of take advantage of the opportunity?
Yeah, he's done a great job of coming in every day and working hard at his role. He's a guy that can play a lot of different roles. He's got special teams value. He's got value as a blocker, and he can also catch the ball in the backfield or carry the ball. So he's just a guy that, whose contract, was going into a restricted year, and, there was an opportunity to extend him, and it made sense for both sides, and we got it done.
Is he kind of a guy that kind of grows on you, for lack of a better word, as you see
yeah.
him, or just kind of, hey?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, like all guys, you try to have an open mind. We're new here as a staff. We arrived here with an open mind, tried the best we could to just let guys compete, and some guys have emerged, like Mays, like Seth, we talked about last week. I mean, some of these guys are recreating who they are, or just establishing for the first time who they are. And
right.
Sure, we're giving them that opportunity.
What areas have you seen the biggest improvement from Amari over the year?
What areas?
Yeah. Where is he?
I think it's a long season. I think he's done a good job of being consistent about his approach throughout the year. He showed up on a mission. Quiet, worked hard all the time, and it really hasn't let up. It's been pretty solid that way. So I'm proud of that part, because that can be a difficult part for a younger guy to understand the need to work throughout the year and to maintain and to even improve your skill level. And so I think we've done a good job with him with that part of it, for sure.
Is the 1,000-yard season, is that still a milestone for guys reaching 1,000 yards?
Yeah, I mean, sure it is. Running and catching. It may not mean what it did at one time in terms of the number of guys that are able to get it, make that accomplishment. But it's still a sizable chunk of real estate that you're collecting over a season. So, yeah, it is significant.
With Derek, 7 of his 9 interceptions have come in the fourth quarter. Is that mostly a matter of the game circumstance, or is there something you want to see him work on to kind of avoid those interceptions?
Well, we definitely want to work on cleaning it up and avoiding those. And certainly, a lot of NFL games are decided there in the fourth quarter. So we need to be at our best, and that's everybody. We all need to be at our best in the fourth quarter. And if that's not occurring, we're definitely going to take steps to ensure that we give ourselves every opportunity to be better going forward. And that's, you're pointing out something that, that I'm aware of. That obviously is something that we're going to have to improve on as we go forward.
All good. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.